The Youth's Instructor, April 1, 1859. Little Ellen. Dear young friends, in this little paper you have the account of the death of my little namesake, Ellen Chamberlain. We felt sad and afflicted as the news of her sudden death reached us. We deeply sympathize with the afflicted mother, brothers, and sisters, who must deeply feel the loss of the society of their little Ellen. She was a good and dutiful little girl, and loved her Savior. She loved to hear of His coming again to take His faithful children to Himself. She expected to be alive and remain until the appearing of Jesus. But suddenly her trials here ended, and she was numbered with the sleeping dead, whom God has promised He would bring with Him to those mansions He is preparing for those who love Him. My little namesake loved the commandments of God. She loved to do them. Her parents had taught her from her infancy that the first day was not the Sabbath of the Lord, and referred her to the fourth commandment of the Decalogue, "But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God." Ellen loved the Sabbath, loved to keep it holy, and with her parents, whom she loved and honored, was ready to make any sacrifice rather than desecrate the day which the Lord has blessed and called holy and honorable. We loved Ellen, for she was ever gentle, kind, and affectionate. We believe she was a subject of grace, and at an early age adopted into the family of God, and her name recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Those who have followed the precepts of men and are keeping the first day of the week may shake their heads doubtfully. Ah, if she had been keeping the Sabbath, this would not have happened. But Ellen kept the only Sabbath the Lord ever gave to man, the seventh day. And because her mortal career ended upon the first day of the week, it was no token of her Heavenly Father's displeasure. Listen to the words of Jesus. "Blessed are they that do His, the Father's, commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and enter in through the gates into the city." It is enough. Jesus' blessing rests upon those who do His Father's commandments. The fourth precept in the Decalogue is one of God's commandments. We rejoice that little Ellen will not have to meet her Savior when the last trump shall sound over His Father's broken law. We feel afflicted with the bereaved mother who so recently has laid in the grave an affectionate and faithful husband. She cannot, in her deep affliction, have His consolation and hear His words of comfort. By His side they have laid little Ellen, the joy of the household. But the mother has not to bear this affliction in her own strength. There is One, high and lofty, who yet bends His ear to the cry of the afflicted. He has promised to be the widow's husband and God. With what joy the mother, brothers, and sisters can look forward to the resurrection morning! Quite a number of their family circle are resting in the silent grave. The life-giver is coming to break the fetters of the tomb and give life and immortality to His loved ones. They will soon come forth with shouts of victory and everlasting triumph.